Hi there! Welcome to Daily Manna. Just as our body is in need of material food, so as our soul is in need of the Word of the Lord. Every time I talk to someone or I engage in a conversation or I listen to a person speaking about something, my struggle is that if I know something about the actions of the person that is not consistent with what he is saying or explaining, because in that case, the person speaking to me about something and does not do what he is talking about loses the credibility of his words. And that is one thing that every believer should take note of. Whenever there is a concept that we are conveying, whenever there is an idea that we believe and embrace, and when we talk about it, it must be something that is not only displayed in our acts, in our words, but it is something that is exemplified in our actions. And this is exactly what the book of 1 John is saying in chapter 3, verses 11 to 18, where it says, "For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." Take note of the word love. "Not as Cain, who was of the evil one, and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil, and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and in truth." May the good Lord bless the reading of his word. Love, as I often say, is the language of Christianity. And it must not be just in words, but it must be translated in action. Based on the text that we read, it is clear in verse 16 when the author said, "We know love by this," take note of this, "that he laid down his life for us." When Jesus introduced us the concept of love, it was not introduced in words. It was introduced in his action. What was the action that he did to display and to show to us that he loved us? It wasn't in words. It was in action that he laid down his life for us. If Jesus introduced to us love in action, it must be the exemplification that we must also be doing in our lives. It is not by the words that we say that we tell our fellow believer, "I love you," or we say to the person next to us, seated at the church, "I love you with the love of the Lord." But in reality, when there is a need, when there is something that is that comes as an opportunity for us to show that we love the person and we refuse to do it, then there is an inconsistency now of what we are as we were called by Christ into his family. We are called into the family of God, and that came to be because Jesus came and showed to us love in action. And if we say we love because Christ loved us, then that must be shown in real actions as well. Because Jesus came to show to us how to love in action, then we must love in our actions as well. And furthermore, in verse 17, it says, "But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him?" This is what I was telling about. When we show love only in words, and when someone comes in need, it's an opportunity for us to show the love that Christ showed to us. And if we refuse to do so, then there is an inconsistency now of what we say and the actions that we are doing. We are supposed to respond in love. That is why in verse 18, it says, "Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth." It comes to us, love came to us in a form of action. He came and showed to us love by laying down his life for us. And when we say to our brother and a sister, I love you, it must be shown as well in action. Because when we say it but don't do it, then we are destroying our credibility, the credibility of our words. And I am praying that when, since God called you to be part of his family, you'll become an agent of his love, and love not only in words, but love in action. Again, if I may summarize this devotion in one word, it must be love in action, not only in words. So we pray. Lord, thank you for this moment that you have reminded us once again. You present us many opportunities to display to our brothers and sisters love in a sense of exemplifying it in our action, not only in words. And I pray that when opportunities such as that would come to us, may we learn to respond positively, that the love that you showed to us will also be replicated in the way we live, in loving others. Thank you. Thank you for this life. Thank you for your love. And may you find us as well, loving in action. We entrust to you everything in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you all.